And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Terry Tyson. Who's looking out for men these days in our society? It seems that there are few social outlets for men to just socialize with other men. I'm sure you've noticed that women can instantly talk to any other woman about any subject, no matter how personal. When I overhear men talking, it's usually about sports, money, and sports. At UNC and many other universities, the percentage of male undergraduates has dropped to close to 40%. There's a shortage of men at UNC. What's happening to these young boys who decide not to go to college? What are they doing? There's a shortage of eligible male college graduates for all the women who wish to marry a guy with a college diploma. When I was admitted to the University of Virginia, it was only the fourth year that they allowed women to attend. Within 6 years, UVA's enrollment went from 0% female to over 50% female. A man's lifespan is 8 years shorter than a woman's. Do we understand why, and are we worried about it? There are powerful advocacy groups for every segment of our society except for men, and I'm referring to men of every race. Many problems such as imprisonment, accidents, being victims of crime, and substance abuse all are far more likely to strike men than women. Check the local crime logs. The majority are men. Shouldn't we stop alienating men and refrain from calling them names like privileged males and appreciate them for the contributions that they do make? There's room for all of us in our community. Even men. This is Terry Tyson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.